Anyone who stands at this pulpit to deliver a message feels the strength and support of members throughout the world. I'm grateful that that same support can come from a beloved companion on the other side of the veil.
The Holy Ghost
communicates important information that we need to guide us in our little journey. When it is crisp, clear, and essential, it warrants the title of Revelation. When it is a series of promptings, it often happens step by step to a word detective. For the purpose of this message, it is inspiration. An example of Spencer W. Campbell received after his long and continued supplication to the Lord regarding the lighting of the priesthood to worthy men in the church, when at the time he was available to only some of them. Another example of revelation is the Joseph Smith. I believe we move and have our being in the presence of heavenly messengers. We are not separated from them. We are related to our kindred, to our ancestors, who preceded us into this world. We cannot forget them. We cannot cease to love them. We always hold them.
A
ṣe
fẹ́ràn wọn, a fi wọn sínú ọkàn wa, sínú nínú
òye wa. Tí
lè bá jẹ́ nǹkan tó ń ṣẹlẹ̀, tó yí wa ká, báwo ló ṣe jẹ́ dandan láti gbàgbọ́ pé àwọn tán ti jó lódodo tán ti lọ. Lè rí wa dáadáa ju bá ṣe lè rí wọn lọ. Wọ́n mọ̀ wọ́n ju wa lọ bá ṣe wọ̀n wọ́n lọ. À ń gbé níwájú wọn, wọ́n ń rí wa. Wọ́n ń gbàdúrà fún ìmúlára àlàáfíà wa. Wọ́n tún wọ́n rí gbogbo àwọn ohun tá ń bá jà.
Relationships can be strengthened through the veil with people we know and love. That is done by our determined effort to
continue to do
what is right. We can strengthen our relationship with the departed individual we love by recognizing that the separation is temporary. The covenants made in the temple are eternal. When consistently obeyed, such covenants assure the realization of promises inherent in them.
A
very clear case of revelation in my life occurred when I was strongly
prompted
by the Spirit to ask Janine Watkins to be sealed to me in the
temple.
One of the great lessons that each of us needs to learn is to ask. Why does the Lord want us to pray to Him and to ask? Because that is how revelation is received. When I'm faced with a very difficult matter, this is how I try to understand what to
do.
I pray to find and understand scriptures. I start reading a passage of scripture. Good way to learn scripture. There's some practical principles I enhance relationships. First, yielding to emotions such as anger or hurt or defensiveness will drive away the Holy Ghost. Those emotions must be eliminated, or our chance for receiving revelation is slight. Another principle is to be cautious with humor. Loud, inappropriate laughter will offend the spirit.
Good sense of humor helps revelation.
A sense of humor is an escape valve for the pressures of life. Another enemy to revelation comes from rejection or loudness in what is
said.
Careful, quiet speech.
Idakeje nikan lo le de je ka ri ifihan gba. Ni ona miran.
Can be enhanced by good health practices. Exercise.
Awon kiyan ma se exercise ma je ki emi mimo wa pelu eyan.
To receive and understand revelation. We will live for our appointed lifespan. However, we can improve both the quality of our service and our well-being by being careful, by making careful, appropriate choices. It is important that our daily activities do not distract us from listening to the Spirit. Revelation can also be given in a dream. There is an almost imperceptible transition from sleep to wakefulness. If you strive to capture the content, you can record great detail. Inspired communication in the night is generally accompanied by a sacred feeling for the entire experience. The Lord uses individuals for whom we have great respect to teach us truths in a dream because we trust them and listen to their counsel. It is the Lord doing the teaching through the Holy Ghost. However, he may make a dream, make it both easier to understand and
allow us
to touch our hearts by teaching us to someone we love and respect.
When it is for the Lord's purposes, we can bring anything to our remembrance.
That should not weaken our determination to record impressions of the Spirit. Inspiration carefully recorded
ìṣípayá tí a kọ sílẹ̀
pé
ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀ jẹ́ ohun mímọ́ sí wa.
Recording will also enhance your ability to recall revelation. Such recording of direction
gbogbo nǹkan tá bá kọ sílẹ̀ ó máa jẹ́ kí àwọn ìfihàn tí a ní má sọnù.
The scriptures give eloquent confirmation.
Ìwé mímọ́ sọ fún wa nípa bí òtítọ́ ṣe máa ń ṣí ọ̀nà fún ìfihàn fún wa.
And we're needed to have personal capacities enhanced by divine power. The scriptures depict
ìwé mímọ́ fihàn wa bí a ṣe lè borí ìṣòro
by the Lord in time
bi,
of need.
Bi Olorun lododo Olorun nigba isoro wa. Bi
e
ba se nronu awon apere wonyi.
There will come a quiet confirmation through the Holy Spirit that their experiences are true.
Itumo re ma wa si wa latodo emi mimo pe o toto ni.
E
ma wa mo.
Similar help is available to you.
Pe iran lowo bayi wa fun yin.
Encountering challenges.
Mo ti ri ori kankan ton ni isoro.
What to do?
Ti won ko mo on ti won le se.
When it was beyond their own experience,
because
they trusted in the Lord,
knew
that he would guide them to solutions that were urgent.
The
Lord has declared, and you are to be taught from on high. Sanctify yourself. And you shall be endowed with power that she may give even as I have spoken. The word sanctify yourselves may appear puzzling. Presently, once explained to me, that you can replace those words with
"keep
my commandments." Read that way, the counsel may seem clearer. One must ever be mentally and physically clean and live
on a mewon ni pe ka gro ero rere.
Ka ní ìwà ìmọ̀
rere nínú ọkàn wa.
One who is obedient to his
commandments.
Ni Olorun man. That individual has access to his inspiration.
Any ben bayi ma mo nkan to Olorun fe ki won se.
The divine power to do it.
Ha ma mo agbara Olorun ton to ma se. Ki emi wa le dagba si.
It must be planted in a righteous environment.
Agbodo gbin ninu ibi to da.
And conceit are like stony ground that will never produce spiritual fruit. Humility is fertile soil.
Spirituality
grows and produces the fruit of inspiration.
Niwara.
To know what to do.
O man je ka mo nkan to ta le se.
It gives access to divine power.
O fun wa ni agbara.
An individual.
Ani ori kankan.
Motivated by a desire for praise or recognition.
Onfe oriyin.
Lata wa
awon niyan.
An individual who is arrogant, who lets his emotions influence his decisions, will not be powerfully led by the Spirit. When we are acting as instruments in behalf of others, we are more easily inspired than when we think only of ourselves.
In the process of
helping others, the Lord can piggyback directions for our own benefit. Our Heavenly Father did not put us on earth to fail,
but to succeed gloriously.
It may seem paradoxical, but that is why recognizing answers to prayer can sometimes be very difficult. Sometimes we unwisely try to face life by depending on our own experience.
It is wiser
for us to seek through prayer and divine inspiration what to do.
Our
obedience assures that when required, we can qualify for divine power to accomplish
and inspire.
Like many of us, Oliver Cowdery did not recognize
the
evidence that was already given by the Lord
to
his and our eyes. This revelation was given through
Joseph
Smith. Blessed art thou for what thou hast done. For thou hast inquired of me, and behold, as often as thou hast inquired, thou hast received the instructions of my spirit. If it had not been so, thou wouldst not have come to the place where thou art at this time. Behold, thou knowest that thou hast inquired of me, and I did not deny mine. And now I tell thee these things, that thou mayest know that thou hast been enlightened by the Spirit of truth. If you feel that God has not answered your prayer,
ponder
the scriptures. Then carefully look for evidence in your own life that he may have already answered you. As you follow the principles I have discussed, you will be prepared to recognize revelations at critical times in your own life. The more closely you follow divine guidance, the greater will be your happiness here and for eternity. Moreover, the more abundant your progress and capacity. I do not understand fully how it is done. But that guidance in your life does not take away your agency.
You can make the decision you choose to make.
But remember the decision to do right brings peace of mind and happiness. Should choices be wrong, they can be rectified by repentance. When its conditions are fully met, the atonement of Jesus Christ,
Savior,
provides a release from the demands of justice
that
errors made.
ìdájọ́ ayérayé.
It is wondrously simple.
O yẹ nkan ti ko le pupọ ni.
And so incomparably beautiful.
Nkan to to lẹrẹwa ni.
As you continue to live righteously, you will always be prompted to know what to do.
Bo ba ṣe n gbe igbe aye dada.
Sometimes the discovery of what action to take may require significant effort.
Bo ba ṣe lati le mo nkan to ṣe le jẹ nkan to jẹ pe o gbọdọ tiraka fun.
Ṣùgbọ́n
a ma fi si ọkàn rẹ ohun ti o le ṣe latọrun wa.
Obedience to the commandments of the Lord.
Ni pipa ofin Olorun mo.
Trust in his divine plan of happiness.
Ni igbagbo ninu re.
And the avoidance of anything that is contrary to it.
Ati ki yera fun ohun ti o ya to yato si won.
Communication with our Father in heaven is not a trivial matter.
A baba wa soro ni o ki se ohun kekere ra.
It is a sacred privilege.
O je ohun emi.
It is based upon eternal unchanging principles.
O da lori awon ohun nkan aye raye.
We receive help from our Father in heaven in response to our faith, obedience,
a n gba imoran lati owo baba wa run nipa igboran wa. Ki Olorun fi ran yin.
The principles that lead to personal inspiration.
Awon ohun ti
Olorun fe
kele je se.
Amen.
Ni oruko Jesu Christi. Amen.